Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to remind you that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, and read you from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, where we read this: "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." The fact that our real battle is not against flesh and blood is lost on many followers of Jesus. They put all their efforts in that direction. Paul's idea here in Ephesians chapter 6 is much the same as in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, where he wrote this: "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Then Paul described just whom we do battle against. He said it's principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Paul used a variety of terms to refer to our spiritual adversaries. We should regard them as being on many different levels and of many different ranks, yet they all have one goal: to knock the Christian down from their place of standing. You know, it really doesn't matter if the particular opponent we spiritually face is a principality, a power, or a ruler of the darkness of this age. Collectively, they are all members of the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. They are all part of a spiritual army that's organized and established into ranks and under the headship of Satan, the devil, who comes against us with his strategies. We learn more about these principalities and powers from some other passages in the New Testament. For example, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 tells us that principalities cannot keep us from God's love. Therefore, there is a limit to their power. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 tell us that Jesus is enthroned in heaven far above all principalities and powers. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 tells us that Jesus created principalities and powers, and Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us that Jesus is head over all principality and power. Therefore, Jesus is not the opposite of Satan or principalities. He's far greater than any of them. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 tells us that the church makes known the wisdom of God to principalities and powers. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 tells us that principalities and powers have an end. One day, their purpose is going to be fulfilled and God will no longer let them work. Therefore, God has a purpose in allowing their work right now. Then finally, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 tells us that Jesus disarmed principalities and powers at the cross. Therefore, our victory is rooted in what Jesus did, especially what he did for us on the cross. It's not rooted in anything that we do. Now, it isn't that there is no doing on our part, but our doing is the appropriation and the application of what Jesus already did. Understanding our spiritual adversaries, what they can and can't do, that's an essential part of success in our struggle against them. But remember today that our adversaries in this struggle are not fundamentally human, but that they're spiritual. And more importantly, that Jesus has defeated them. Remember that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.